News writes new Tory ideologues deny 2 million right to vote. Adam Harmsworth, Coventry Socialist Party. The Tories' new requirement for photo ID to vote is a clear attempt to suppress democracy. The Tories know there is barely any actual electoral fraud in the UK. But now, 2 million people were unable to vote in the 4th of May local elections because they don't have valid ID. Only 85,000 people applied for free voter authority certificates before the deadline this year. After disenfranchising 2 million people, the Tories made no serious effort to ensure people would be able to vote. Local election turnouts are already horrendously low, especially in working class areas. For example, at last year's local elections, Hull's Marfleet ward had just 13.45% of voters actually take part. But local authorities control a huge portion of public funding, and are responsible for major public services, like social care, education, and transport. Both Tory and Labour councils have got away with passing on austerity from the Tories in Westminster, butchering these essential services. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, stood over 250 candidates in this election to oppose them. The new photo ID laws particularly affect those who have the most to gain from using their vote to oppose cuts. Our right to strike and protest. This is the latest in a series of anti-democratic moves by the Tory government. The right to strike and protest has already been curtailed in recent years, and are threatened with even more draconian laws. The Tories are entirely unable to resolve the cost of living crisis, among other major issues facing workers today. So they are resorting to trying to suppress our ability to fight back, as they stumble from one crisis to the next. But it won't stop mass opposition to their policies. A government genuinely acting in the interests of democracy would try to actually increase the number of people voting and taking part in democratic discussion. The new voter ID requirement should be ended. Everyone should automatically have a right to vote from age 16. We should also have a shorter working week, combined with inflation-proof pay rises, to ensure workers actually have the time to get involved in democracy.